One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another beautiful month. This month of November. Thank you for all the wonderful things you did for us and with us and through us. Since January, now we're almost completing the year. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for empowering us to do your will. Thank you that we can serve you. That we can pray and be heard. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the amazing things that we will accomplish in this month of November. It's all for your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Just want to share a few things with you regarding this beautiful month. You can turn into the book of Exodus, chapter 23. And I'm going to read to you from verse 14. 3 times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. 3 times in the year all thy males shall appear before the Lord God. Praise God. A few years ago, I read this same portion to you. For the same purpose for which I'm reading it now. And I remember telling you how that the Lord gave us guidance. And 3 times every year, the leaders of this ministry gather. 3 times every year. And it follows the wisdom of the Spirit. You know, because that's God's plan. It's the wisdom of the Spirit. And the third one, he says, at the turn of the year, year's end, and as you know, November is the beginning and ending of the ministry year. During that period, first he called it an interesting name. I want you to observe what he called it in verse 16. He says, and the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering. He calls it the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year. Now, this feast of ingathering is the same feast of tabernacles, during which they gather and they stay in booths. In other words, they come to camp. They camp for 7 days and stay in booths, tents. You know, the Lord doesn't just do things like things that are meaningless. I'll tell you why. Why did he do this? Why did he ask him to do it? You go to Exodus chapter 34, and I'm going to read to you from verse 22. It says, and thou shalt observe the Feast of Weeks. The Feast of Weeks, that is the Pentecost. But, you know, I'm interested in the last one, okay? So there's no focus on that. And thou shalt observe the Feast of Weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end. The Feast of Ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all your men, children, appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. Look at what it says. It says, because, all right, because, it says, it says, for I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. See, it wasn't just because he wanted them to come. I want to see you, or come and so you can just come and gather around me. No. He says, because I want to bring my word to pass in your life. It says, for I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. In other words, I want to give you the world of the nations. I want to give you their land. For I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord. He says, when you come for the assembly, don't be concerned that you've left your home and the enemy is going to take over it. He says they wouldn't even desire to go there. Why? He says, because I'll put the fear of God on them. They will not even desire to go there. So don't be worried about, oh, we left the place and what's going to happen before we come back? Things might go wrong. He says, no, forget about that. He says, for I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. That's remarkable. That's remarkable. So you see, now again, this is the month of ingathering. And first thing is, when you talk about ingathering, first, it means to gather in-house. So we have an in-house gathering. That's the first thing. See, an in-house gathering. Then he also says, gathering thy labors. So we're gathering in souls. So what does that mean? We've won souls throughout the year, right? It's time to take account. What have we done? We got to look at what we've done. We have to review our work, our labors during the year. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.